It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival in the Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar. This is Sean McCord. I'm talking with John Kelly, who you're here not just as a guest, but you work the festival as a publicist.
Yeah.
But you have a very specific role this time around with a screening of The Long Road Home. The Long Road Home, we're screening a episode?
Yeah, we're screening a single episode.
A single episode. Mm-hmm. On Friday at 5:30 in Cobra Theater, The Long Road Home is a Nat Geo, National Geographic TV
miniseries.
Mm-hmm. How many episodes is it?
It's eight episodes.
Eight episodes.
Yep. And it premiered just last Tuesday night.
Right.
A couple nights ago.
Right.
With the first two episodes, and then it'll be every week after this, it'll be an episode. So we're showing episode six of the series, and we are bringing in Noel Fisher, the actor who is featured. The Long Road Home is the story of an ambush in Iraq in 2004. Background is that it's 1 year after sort of the cessation of battle, you know, mission accomplished, had been on a banner a year in the past and we had soldiers who were going there in what was essentially a peacekeeping mission. And it was Sadr City, Iraq, which is a slum, an incredibly densely populated slum that had been completely ruined by Saddam Hussein. And so it was a hearts and minds mission as far as these guys knew, right? And they're mm-hmm. now on one of their first days on the ground, and they're doing a routine mission of escorting some sewage trucks, trying to help what is a desperately bad situation in the streets there. And there was a little more action than they expected that day already, but as it got later in the day, it became a little bit more clear, but it could never have been clear to them that what was going to happen is they would be ambushed by a force of what they think now could have been up to 1,000 insurgents.
Wow. So we're screening episode six of Long
Road
Home again, Friday, 5:30 in the Cobra Theater, with actor Noel Fisher, mm-hmm. we're talking about him just a minute before we started recording. He's a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the name, if you see the face, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. I remember him first, The Riches.
Right,
which
exactly.
was a TV series. I want to say FX.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was
also Shameless.
In Shameless, right?
Yeah.
On Showtime. Not all of us have Showtime, but he's one of those characters who just popped up. I mentioned to you, I saw him on Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And every time he shows up, it's like, oh, this is going to be good, because he always plays these really interesting, kind of likable but shady characters at the same time. But you said this is a different role for him.
It really is. So Noel is one of the actors and this young actors in this show that are just so extraordinary. I mean, this show has Michael Kelly. It has
no relation.
No relation. No. Kate Bosworth, Sarah Wayne Callies, Jeremy Sisto.
Oh, Sarah Wayne Callies. I love her.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah.
She's terrific. And Jeremy Sisto. And so a lot of known people. And then Noel, who's very well known. Then a lot of other people who are these young actors on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Who it just works perfectly because you get to know these soldiers for who they are because of these performances. So Noel plays a guy named Thomas Young, who's one of the more fascinating characters of the Iraq War period. Thomas Young was a specialist private who went there sort of looking for a fight, like a lot of young guys went looking for a fight.
Yeah.
He is, as people will see in the episode, he suffers a devastating injury in the battle. Thomas Young comes home to become one of the most ardent and powerful anti-war activists. He protested at Crawford Ranch. I mean, he was very, very much of an anti-war activist, having been there, seen it, and been wounded.
So this does not sound like, you know, a jingoistic pro-war project. This is showing what really happened. And this is based on a true story.
It is.
And based on a book or an article.
A book by Martha Raddatz. So it really is, it's not political. I mean, really, Martha Raddatz is one of the truest friends that the American veteran has.
Absolutely.
And she has, she not only, you know, fell for this story and these people and these families in 2007 when she wrote the book, she has stayed with them ever since for the last 10 years. And Martha mm-hmm. Raddatz, to see her interact with these people and these families, she is family to them. And they are so incredibly thankful that she has shepherded this story and continued to tell this story. We had, over the course of 3.5 months at Fort Hood, Texas, where we filmed this show, we had Gold Star families. We had soldiers who were part of the battle who were our consultants. We probably had 40 to 50 people who were part of the battle visit the set during the course of that time. And there is nothing in the world that can inform and instill a project with the kind of urgency and heart and seriousness of purpose like having those people there with you who went through this battle on that day. One of our first days of shooting was the anniversary, the 13th anniversary of this battle.
Mm.
And that morning started with Martha and our showrunner, Miko, giving a speech and sort of leading a prayer with all the families. And to look around that day, it was just very obvious to everybody that this was not just a job for anybody on that set.
Yeah. And so you were unit publicists, so you were there on the ground, as it were, during the filming.
I was,
You know, embedded.
Yes, very much so in this case. Yeah. We filmed the entire show on Fort Hood, which is the largest, you know, army base in the country. It's 341 square miles.
Wow.
So what that gave us,
like
plus
the size of Westworld.
Exactly. The full cooperation of the army.
Mm-hmm.
We had a set that was 9 football fields long. It was the longest working set in America at the time. And we recreated Sadr City. Where we were filming was actually the place where a number of these guys had trained for this mission.
Yeah.
There were 28 existing training buildings. Our production team built 85 additional buildings. Huh. So what we created was as close to Sadr City as anyone could imagine. Some of our soldiers like to say that it had every single thing except the smell, which was a good thing.
And does the set stay behind?
No, it doesn't. Luckily for us, that part of it, which we heard in very colorful terms from the men, was not a very pleasant part of being there. And it was extraordinary to watch them come and experience this set. Very difficult in many ways. But yet the healing journey that they went on, as the soldiers did, as being part of this, has been extraordinary. From the beginning of the first filming to last week when they were all in Los Angeles together for the premiere. Yeah. And these guys, you know, they like to tell us, a couple of them have always said, a soldier never dies as long as his story is told. And for them, the idea that their stories and the stories of the 8 men who fell that day and their families will be told for as long as digital media exists. And to them, that's a great thing.
So the series is called The Long Road Home. It's screening on, airing on Nat Geo TV.
Correct.
Now, Nat Geo TV, National Geographic, is not something that until recently people associated with these kinds of series.
Yeah, they have very, very much all in the scripted game. I mean, they had an extraordinary success with Genius earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Mars
prior
last
to year.
That. And
man, if you haven't seen Mars, watch that.
It's an amazing
series. I keep rumoring there's going to be a second season.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an amazing, amazing series. And their commitment to storytelling very much fits with the brand of Nat Geo. You know, further is this idea that they're going further is the sort of marketing idea that they have now. And it really shows not only in their nature programming and the things that you expect from Nat Geo, but in this. I mean, here they took this story and went so far as to rebuild Sadr City, went so far as to coordinate with the Army to the point where we're working with real Bradleys, real tanks, you know, Humvees. We had the full cooperation of the Army. Part of that is because Nat Geo is behind it, and the idea that they're going to support this and make this as true and real as possible is understood from the brand.
So the series debuted on Nat Geo TV last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing episode
six
of The Long Road Home, Friday at 5:30 at the Colbert Theater, and then you're going to be there afterwards to lead a discussion with Noel.
I'm going to speak with Noel, and actually Catherine Willis, who played Noel's mom in the piece we just learned yesterday, is going to join us for the discussion as well.
Yeah.
And it's just a, you know, it's an opportunity. I think we talked a little bit before we went on the air, but it's an opportunity to tell the story of the everyman soldier in America.
Yeah.
Hollywood is great at telling the story of the special forces guys, telling the you know, lone survivor and American sniper and those kind of things. And those stories are great heroism and deserve to be told. But it's so rare that you get the story of the guy who, as Martha likes to say, was in a minivan on Sunday and a Humvee on Monday.
Yeah.
And these guys were in a war that they had no idea was going to bring them what it did. These 19 guys were on a routine mission, got ambushed, set up in an alley in a house, And we're there for 8 hours
yeah.
while these rescue crews who continued to get ambushed as they came out. It was an incredibly well-coordinated attack. It was the day that the changeover of command happened.
Mm.
There were not even GPS units in the cars that were going to try and find them.
Mm.
And meanwhile, they're just a couple miles away. But it took 8 hours of that. And one of the guys from the original platoon was killed. And as I said, 7 more from the rescue crew were killed, and 65 were wounded. But what these guys told me, and that sticks with me, is that this was in no way the worst day they had. It was just the first.
Oh, yeah.
Because that started another 80 days of battle in Sadr City and for Sadr City that, you know, this kind of stuff that happened on this day then happened every day again. And it's an extraordinary way in this Veterans Day weekend, too, to celebrate and honor service that has nothing to do with politics.
Right.
And these guys were there, and the brotherhood that they formed, I got the chance to be friends with a lot of these guys, and I treasure that, because when you watch what they do for each other as they go through the process of being on this show and watching it being filmed, and I watched it whenever a new soldier came to that set, these guys were with them like we dream about people being with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've had a chance to have that their story be told in the best way possible, which I can't imagine how great that is for them.
I can see it in your face. I hope our listeners can hear it in your voice that this sounds like it was kind of a life-altering experience for you, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I you know, these guys, at one point, a couple of them, Eric Berkwin and Aaron Fowler, pulled me aside and said they wanted to present me with something. And they handed me what's known as a challenge coin from their unit that they give to people who support and do good things for their men.
Man.
And, you know, I get chills saying it now, and I did a lot more than get chills that day. And I not only cried when I got that, I cried when I watched anybody else get one, because
yeah.
I knew what it meant,
you know what it means.
To them,
yeah.
You know. And it was definitely, if there's anything that can make being away from your family for 3.5 months in Central Texas in a place called Killeen worth it, it's this show.
This show is The Long Road Home. We're screening episode 6 Friday, 5:30 p.m. in Cobra Theater, and then a discussion afterwards with the very very enthusiastic John Kelly and Noel Fisher. I want to bring Noel by. I wouldn't turn down a chance to talk with him myself.
If he's here in time, I would love to.
Great. John, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
For coming by, and we'll see you soon.
All right.